What do you have against Hallmark?
It depends on how nice the card is, Jeffrey.
Oh,
don't send
on.
A crappy card.
Yeah, people have.
Okay,
like,
if you got one of those cutout cards from New York.
Oh, yeah,
where
yeah.
They
we
do,
did a video on that on YouTube.com.
Yeah, that's yeah. True. If you got one of those cards, you'd
okay,
be like, this
send us a card.
Cool.
All right, we sold them on cards.
All
okay,
right,
cards
right.
are wonderful.
All right.
Where do we start this? And the answer doesn't matter. We're having a good time. Right.
He couldn't wait to get in here.
You need sales balls to make sales calls. I'm tweeting that puppy. Okay.
Hi, I'm Jen Gluckow, founder and CEO of Sales in a New York Minute.
And I am Jeffrey Gittimer, author of The Little Red Book of Selling. And this is...
Sell or Die!
Where people come to find out how to sell more, earn more, be more, do more, and have more. This is the More Show. If you're looking for a special guest this week, Jen's going to tell you who our special guest is.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's nobody.
There is no special guest this week.
It's the Thanksgiving week, and we decided that we were going to spend the time to help you, the salesperson, make more sales at this time of year, which is probably the most difficult time of year because everybody is in a kind of a lethargic mood, including you. Everyone's kind of kicked back. Your kid takes you to the Toys R Us store. Goes absolutely crazy. I was there yesterday myself. And looking at the... You have no idea what the toys are. It's absolutely unbelievable. Jen is taking off her clothing, which is very, very nice.
I'm
for the
sorry.
Show.
It's really hot in here.
Okay, good.
I have a shirt on.
Okay.
Just for the record.
And it's being videoed, so you'll be able to see it live at some point in time, but not today.
Yeah, okay.
But I want to talk about what are the objections that you get when it's holiday time and you're out there trying to make... Oh, wait.
Before we talk about objections, yeah. Jeffrey, we yeah. have something, you know, this show started out with no listeners. Maybe my grandma listened at some
right.
point, but literally
my daughters.
No listeners. And now we have thousands and thousands and thousands of listeners
yep.
every week.
Well, and many of whom make comments.
Oh, yeah. And I'm grateful.
If you're, so am I. So this is an amazing thing. And this year we're looking to quadruple our listenership. So if you have a friend, maybe you have two friends, you can tell them to go to Overcast on your iPhone and download the app. And
or just go to sellordiepodcast.com. Oh, all the information is up there.
Yeah,
sellordiepodcast.com. That
Listen
was Doug Branson, our
you know
executive
what?
Producer.
We're doing this show, and I would love – for everybody who's in sales to be able to benefit
oh,
from
yeah.
it. So
oh, yeah.
if you know someone who owns a business, if you know someone who's selling anything, whether it's sales at Best Buy or sales at a...
if you're
you know,
a sales clerk making minimum wage and you want to get to the next level, this is a show for you. If you're a door-to-door salesperson, this is a show for you. If you're a
direct
B2B,
selling,
yeah.
B2B,
yeah,
any anything. Kind of sales,
this will help
we
you
want to help.
Do the one thing you're trying to do more than anything, which is build your career in sales, be successful at it, make a few bucks.
And the cool thing is we're fortunate to put out this show and offer it for free.
Yeah.
You know,
so
there's,
it is without cost. And your job as a salesperson is listen in and maybe get a couple of your friends or both of your friends to sign up and subscribe and like it so we can keep the ratings up, get some sponsors for the show.
Yeah,
and
support it.
Yeah, well, I mean,
but just
right
in terms of gratefulness, I am sincerely grateful. Thank you guys for
yep.
listening and sharing and rating and keeping us at the top of the list
and so. Being part of the Seller Diehard family.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You can be a diehard. Next year, we're going to be offering all kinds of.
Swag.
Oh, yeah. Bling, swag, you name it. ephemera. And for those of you who are old.
You got Doug to laugh.
That was
that mission
was
accomplished for today.
Swag yeah. in the 1950s.
It still is, by the way. I mean, if anybody listening has any Edward Gorey ephemera, I'll take it. The challenge for you as a salesperson is you want to make more sales and you want to make it the easiest, fastest possible way. At a price that your customers want to pay. The key to that is to provide some kind of value. And now it's a time of year when everyone is spending their money and may not want to invest it in your product or your service.
Well, this is a tough time of year. I mean, it depends how you look on it. You look at it. You can either see it as an amazing opportunity between now and the end of the year, or a really difficult time to get people's attention, get your prospects' attention, get in front of them for a meeting, and get them to buy.
Well, my feeling is that salespeople at this time of the year are slack because they've already gotten the self-defeating attitude about it's not going to be a real good time. Therefore, the pool of salespeople is lower, and your ability to reach that customer is higher because there's not that much competition to reach the customer. That's thing number one you have to recognize about the holiday. It's actually a good time of year. And because most companies have already banned giving gifts, you don't have to worry about a bottle of wine or a bottle of whiskey or a
just send a nice card.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm totally against cards, but that's a whole other issue.
I like cards.
Yeah, well, I don't. I think they're, you know, what do you do with them? You get a Christmas card and you get a piece of tape.
What do you have against Hallmark?
It depends on how nice the card is, Jeffrey.
Oh,
don't send a crappy card.
Yeah, people have
if you got one of those cutout cards from New York.
Oh, yeah,
where
yeah.
They
we
do...
did a video on that on YouTube.com.
Yeah, that's yeah. True. If you got one of those cards, you'd be like,
okay, send us a card.
Cool.
All right, we sold them on cards.
All right,
okay,
all right.
Cards are wonderful.
All right.
In the meantime, what I would want is a value message or something of value that would post your best sales tip or a video of thanks or something that's personalized. If you're going to send a card, please sign it. Please put your name in ink so that somebody knows that you personalize it.
I didn't mean
a
card to get someone's attention. I just meant a card as a sign of gratitude to say thank you instead of some stupid gift that you're probably not allowed to send.
Even Thanksgiving. You know, in the old days, maybe 20 years ago, people would say, well, send Thanksgiving Day cards because no one else does. Now everyone does. So you have to look at it. Just look at it from the perspective of what can you do that's brand new?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you need to go back to Lewis Carroll from the 1890s and send an un-Thanksgiving card or an un-Christmas card or an un-birthday card. A very merry unbirthday to you,
Oh, my goodness.
Well, listen, it worked for him.
Okay, but
I mean, it's 150 years later and they're still talking about it.
Here's what I'm thinking about. If you're a sales rep and you worked your ass off all year long.
Right.
And now there's, let's just say it's the end of November, right? And you're going on vacation the middle of December. So there's 2 to 3 weeks left of your selling time.
You're talking about us?
No, I'm not talking about us. A lot of people have kids. They go on vacation at the end of the year.
I got it.
Okay. So there's 2 to 3 weeks left. Let's just say even maybe a month left of your selling time.
Yeah.
Why are you going to give up now? You worked 11 months hard work and you're going to let that last 2 or 3 weeks go. It's like when you're exercising, you know how they say the last 5 minutes of effort that you put in, that's where you feel the difference. That's
right.
Where you start to lose the
quote
weight.
Quote from Martin Rooney, your last set is your best set.
Yeah. Okay. Why are you going to give up now? This needs to be your best set.
But guys,
what?
But I'm hearing all of these holiday objections.
Call me after the holiday.
This morning.
Okay, so this is what I want you to do. This is what I want you to think in your mindset. Think first of the year appointment. That's the first thing you want to do. So let's think about what's going to happen after the new year takes place and people get back to their office. If you call them now and you make a connection now, at least you can make an appointment for next year. So you make a firm appointment. You confirm it on your Google Calendar. The world is so much better now electronically when you have those Google appointments.
It's easier now, for sure.
Huh?
Some people don't know how it used to be.
Oh, come on. Yes, they do.
No, they don't. They're young.
Well, the year of Google.
Some people don't know pre-technology.
Well,
this
let me say this.
Know.
Pre-technology, you had to make an appointment and people had to write it down and do all kinds. Now you just send them an appointment and invite
right,
them.
Right. It's on your calendar. It's on their calendar.
Right.
Boom. There's no like, oh, I didn't know we were supposed to meet.
Yeah, that's a bunch of crap.
Okay. So let's talk about.
Doug, you're dying to say something. What do you want to say? Are you okay?
We got an objection this morning, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
And the customer said, I don't have any budget right now. I potentially have budget at the beginning of next year, quarter one, which, by the way, could be like March 15th.
Okay, so Mr. Jones, if you had the budget, would you buy it now? I want to at least ask a confirming question to say they're interested. Otherwise, they're just putting my rear end off.
Right.
And, you know.
They're just, they don't know how to say no.
That's kind of a sales tactic. I'm a little bit against that kind of thing. But I think at that moment in time, if the guy said, I don't have a budget, I have to bottom line him and say, if you had the budget, would I have it? Would I get it? And then I want to say, when will you have the budget? And I say, okay, can I meet with you 5 days before you get the budget? And you can, we'll place an order and we're ready to go. That, yeah. At least try the clothes. At least.
But I've always found that there's still a way to save the sale. There's still a way to do something maybe on a smaller scale, mm-hmm. where you get started now,
yep.
for a lesser money or for a lesser project amount, something that they do have budget for. Maybe you do a paid pilot program with if it was a $100,000 sale, maybe it's for $10,000, just to get your foot in the door right now.
Anything that you can do that will bring the customer closer to an order pad or a pen and a contract is where you need to be during the holiday. It's already festive. They're in a buying mood. Just understand that. If you don't understand that part, you don't get the holiday. So from Thanksgiving, which is kind of now, until at least the first of the year when they have the after the Christmas doorbusters and all that kind of stuff. It's like Black Friday all over again, but it's like Jewish Monday because everything goes on sale for half price and people want to go get their Christmas decorations for next year. But the bottom line there is people are in a festive and spending mood. Why are you not taking advantage of that? Why are you not taking advantage of the good cheer and the goodwill and the holiday spirit that abounds at this time of year? And just ask a person, say, listen, I get the fact that you're busy. I get the fact that your budget's spent. I'd like to, yeah, I'm assuming that you want some kind of relationship with me. Otherwise, you just hang up, correct? And wait for an answer. And then say, look, let's schedule something for the first of the year so that we can get together and, well, whatever. Send them a Starbucks card, have a Zoom meeting. Do whatever you need to do to be able to get in front of that customer. Zoom US, by the way, for those of you who don't use it, are foolish.
Yeah.
It's an unbelievable way to be face-to-face with anybody. It beats Skype by 100-1, and it's relatively inexpensive, like 10 bucks a month.
It's cheap. It's definitely worth it. I mean, you pay for it in one sale.
Yeah. If you send somebody a Starbucks card and you offer to meet them for coffee, you win. You totally win.
You're saying a virtual coffee. So, right?
Yeah.
Over Zoom.
Yeah.
I love it. So your prospect's in California, you're in New York, and you say, meet me at 2:00. Here's your gift card. I'll have my coffee.
Make
you bring
sure you
yours.
Tell them it's Eastern time because people in California think Pacific time actually
no,
matters.
No, you would tell them 2:00 their time. Come on. Come on.
Well, whatever. Just make sure it's clear. And on your Google Calendar invite, it will be clear.
Exactly. Exactly.
So the challenge for you as a salesperson is now is the time to ramp up activity, not pull back activity.
So
now is the time to get with that customer that could potentially do business with you after the first of the year. And it's, you know, between now and the end of the year, there's only another 4 weeks. The fifth week can net you zillions of dollars if you do it right.
So last year, one of my biggest personal sales came like the very last week of the year, like a day or two before New Year's Eve.
Oh, cool.
Most people aren't working that day.
That's true.
Okay. And I returned someone's call, picked up the phone, worked my butt off to get everything out the same day, and it closed right away.
So now, was this someone that you had spoken to for the first time?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Is that crazy or what?
People, listen.
The guy was ready to buy.
Here's an unknown thing.
Hold on one second. The guy was ready to buy,
right.
And I believe he would have bought from me
or anybody
to be quite honest, who would have responded right away. And I was the only person who responded right away. I wasn't even in the country. Okay? But he didn't know that. He doesn't care where I am.
Now is the time to unearth some of your customers who have unspent budgets, because many companies have a spend it or lose it thing so that it doesn't carry over to the next year. And if you have a company in your wheelhouse of customers that's relatively large, they all have budgets.
But some people are thinking, well, how would I know? You should already know.
Dude.
You should have really great relationships so that you know.
Let me explain how to find out. Pick up the phone. Call them up and ask them.
Like, so, Jeffrey, we spoke about the prospect who won't return your call.
Mm-hmm.
We spoke about the prospect who doesn't have the budget right now. Mm-hmm. But we didn't talk about the salesperson who's, I mean, we talked about it a little bit, but what about the salesperson who's just, I don't know, still turkey tired, still just,
How about using the put off call me after the holiday?
Yeah, using all of the excuses that we normally hear.
Yeah. Well, as a salesperson, first of all, get your ass in gear. If you get the Little Red Book of Selling, read chapter one, kick your own ass, and get out there and do something. Otherwise, you're going to be a victim of the holiday, not a person who has conquered the holiday and actually done something so you can buy your kid an extra bicycle.
I think a lot of people say, oh, I'll start that next year. Well, right. Why are you going to wait till next year and lose these 4 weeks?
You know, if you've ever heard the great Zig Ziglar give a talk, he talks about that the gym is full on New Year's
yeah,
Day.
Yes, yeah.
And then by February 1st, it's almost empty.
Yeah.
Because people are willing to...
Although with Peloton, I don't know so much anymore.
Well, I'm just going to challenge you that if you're thinking about losing weight, start February the 1st.
Start now.
Oh, okay.
Don't wait till New Year's Day is the whole point.
But here's the deal. Whatever the put-off is, whatever they're telling you, they don't have a budget, they don't want to meet till after the first of the year, or they can't, you know, call me back after the first year, you just say, look, I will not call you back, but I will meet with you on Zoom with coffee, and I'm going to send you a calendar invite. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's my best day to call you? What's the best time to call you? May I send you a Starbucks gift card so that you can buy your own coffee and have it sitting there while we talk?
But let's talk about what sales reps can do to change their mentality and their mindset.
Okay.
Okay.
Here's the deal. You offer the guy a Starbucks card, and the guy will, or the woman, and the person will immediately say, oh, you don't have to do that. I respond, I know I don't have to. I want to.
Exactly.
And that way, they get a $10 card.
Yep.
They're sitting there with a cup of coffee. You can even send them a mug. You can send them a Coffees for Closers mug if you want to. They're on sale right now. Go to getimmer.com and click on
products. Buygetimmer.com.
Oh, yeah. Buygetimmer. Is it buygetimmer.com?
Buygetimmer.com. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Okay. So go there and get a mug and send that to them with mm-hmm. maybe some Death Wish coffee mm-hmm. in pods for their Keurig machine. But I think that if you look at it from the perspective of you're going to have a good time at this. This is not a time to be depressed. This is a time to be impressive. And if you're positive, if you're on target, if you're on the money, if you're on the ball, if you're on fire, then you can call people. They're going to feel it. This is the holiday. Dude, you start out every day by going to a department store and looking at all the cool stuff that you want. And then come back and make a bunch of sales calls so you can earn the money to be able to go buy stuff.
You can even just look online.
Yeah. When you go to the South Park Mall in Charlotte, you have to walk through Neiman Marcus. Man, they got some expensive stuff.
No, you don't have
to.
You choose to.
Right. I choose to. And what's his name is now in Atlanta, you know.
Yeah, your guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Charlie.
He's out.
Huh?
He's out.
Yeah. But they're still nice there, and they have beautiful stuff. And you look at the price, like $800 or $1,000 for things. Well, if you don't have any money, you're going to be pissed off about it. So go make sales. You'll have plenty of money. Go. The best part about sales is you can earn your own way. You can get your own stuff. There's no limit to what you do. And if you have a sales job where there's a limit, get another job. And put yourself in a position where you love to call people. This is, you know, Bob, this is my favorite time of year to call people because usually they put me off. And I'm pissed off about – I'm no more put-offs. I will talk to you further if you'll make a Google Calendar appointment with me right now.
So our mission for you between now and the end of the year is to make this your best set.
Exactly.
Okay.
10 calls a day. For the next 20 days is 200 calls. That's not a lot of calls, but call your best prospects for the next 10 days. 200 calls, make appointments, send gift cards, send mugs, make Zoom appointments. It's not that big of a deal. And what you're doing is you're investing in your next year's sales.
Yep.
You're making an investment in yourself.
And maybe even this year's sales by my example earlier.
Yeah. Someone will have a budget. I guarantee you make 200 calls, you're going to find people with unspent budget.
You should do 10 calls a day for prospects, but also 10 follow-up calls.
Yeah.
Okay, and call the people that you have open pipeline with.
And if you're listening to this today, there's still time for you to go to the GittimerLearningAcademy.com, GittimerLearningAcademy.com, and you could subscribe for 50% savings. It's $49 a month at the moment. I would recommend that you buy yourself a gift this Christmas rather than thinking about other people first. Think about yourself first, most important person in the world, and go buy yourself some
lifelong. If you want the Cyber Monday deal,
Tuesday,
you need to go to givegittimer.com/cyber-monday givegittimer.com/cyber-monday
Okay, that's pretty easy to do. And cyber is
C-Y-B-E-R.
Because some people are out of the country and they may not know what the, how to spell cyber.
Right. It'll be in the show notes on sellerdiepodcast.com as well.
So in the meantime, if you have an objection, a holiday objection.
I want to hear the best objections you've ever received.
Yeah, come on.
Can you email our producer, Doug, sellerdie@gittimer.com Email him with your best objections and how you overcame them, and maybe we'll feature you on our next episode.
Oh, we may even call you live.
We may. And call a friend.
So,
I love it.
Yeah, exactly. We're trying to do more live stuff, and live would be fun for you and for us. So when we do the Facebook Live portion of the show, maybe your butt will be on there talking about objections or whatever. And we would love to be able to do that.
So I have to say, Death Wish Coffee definitely got me through the holidays. I mean, yeah. I drank that stuff like you have no idea. You could hear it in my voice a little bit. I'm not feeling the greatest. And I needed some extra energy. And Death Wish Coffee, man, it really pumped me up. Yep. Now, some of our listeners
have been
asking for a discount on Death Wish Coffee. We don't get a discount.
Dude.
But I think we should call Mike. And see what he'll do. Maybe he'll do a special Sell or Die listener discount. Because you know what? A lot of our listeners are now drinking Death Wish Coffee. It's really the best coffee out there.
No, it's amazing coffee. Every time you drink it, you go, wow, this is pretty good coffee.
Yeah.
So I want you to have a great holiday starting now. Like, celebrate the 29 days. What is it? The 29 days of Christmas? Or is it, no, it's the 12 days of Christmas.
I don't know. I didn't.
I like the five golden rings part. But I think that you need to look at this from a brand new perspective. I think that you need to take a fresh approach to the holiday sales process and start making some bank instead of making some complaints.
And hopefully we've motivated you to get out there and kick your own ass.
Exactly. The inspiration is there for the taking. Please listen to this message multiple times. It will help you. In fact, listen to it every morning. It will really help you.
Until next time, I'm Jen Gluckow.
And I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. And I'm advising you to get out there and sell something, even if your ass falls off.
Oh, yeah.